Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Many people enjoy donating to local organizations this time of year to share in the joy of the season of giving. Unfortunately, there are those who will take advantage of that goodwill, and the Manitowoc Police Department is warning people to watch out for them. Officers say several people have reported getting phone calls from scammers claiming to be members of the Manitowoc Police Department. Police advise calling your local police department dispatch if you suspect someone who is not legitimate law enforcement has called you. Dispatch can verify the caller or connect you directly with an officer. Anglers are out having fun on their extra days off for the holidays. The ice fishing season is off to an early start on Lake Winnebago. Experts say there are about 8 to 10 inches of ice on the biggest part of the 132,000-acre lake. Local fishing experts say the melting snow is actually good for ice fishing, leaving the ice snow-free. However, they say despite the early start to the ice fishing season, the same rules apply. No ice is ever considered 100% safe. They say you should always tell someone where you're going and be sure to have a charged cell phone with you. Lawyers for Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan are asking for a new trial after her felony obstruction conviction. They say they need more time to file their motion in the case involving immigration agents. Brown County water's on the rise going into the new year. The Green Bay City Council voted unanimously last week to raise stormwater and sewer rates at the start of 2026. The same day, the Village of Alloway announced they'd be increasing the cost of their residents' water by 10%. Bellevue was the first to dive in with higher water costs, its first rate hike in a decade. And DePere will see the highest monthly water rates out of all local municipalities. The rate increases are directly associated with increased budget costs passed on to the customer. So many people headed out to see the holiday lights display in DePere this year. The event was not only extended, but added a special twist to help fight hunger in our community. The free event has seen record attendance in its fifth year. Organizers say they normally average about 3,000 cars, but this year they were already approaching 5,000 cars by Christmas Eve. So city leaders decided to take advantage of the record attendance to see if they could shed more than light in the local community. They extended the event an extra day, staying open on Christmas Eve. Guests were encouraged to bring food to donate to Paul's Pantry when they went to see the lights. Donations already started pouring in a day early when people went out to see the lights on Tuesday. When Paul's Pantry opened again this morning, they found a huge donation from the community waiting. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
A reset for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers in meetings today, reviewing what went wrong in their 41-24 loss to the Ravens at Lambeau Field. I talked to Packers running back Josh Jacobs.
I think we all got to look in the mirror. I mean, from the top down, coaches included, I think we got to look in the mirror and, you know, have a reality check on, you know, what we need to do to either give more or, you know, or to do more for this team. The things that we need to fix and go ahead and correct them.
The Packers and Vikings game has been moved to a noon start this Sunday at U.S. Bank Stadium. NBA, the Bucks in Charlotte tonight to take on the Hornets. Milwaukee with a 112-103 win over the Bulls Saturday. It was Giannis' first game back from a calf injury, playing limited minutes.
We wanted to save minutes in the first half so we can have him three rotations in the second half. I mean, he obviously hated that. I think the second time we took him out, I thought he was going to go nuts. But it is what it is.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be windy with blowing snow this morning. Conditions will gradually improve by later this afternoon. But today, mostly cloudy this morning. Light snow will end. Wind will be northwest gusting to 40 or better. The wind will die down tonight. High today, right around 21. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.fm.